On to Spain now, where a group of 24 alleged al-Qaeda members went on trial today. Three of them are accused of having helped prepare the September 11th attacks. This is the biggest trial of alleged Islamist militants in Europe so far. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Inside the purpose-built high-security courtroom on the outskirts of the Spanish capital, the 24 suspects were crowded together on hard wooden benches in what looked like a massive fish tank. On the other side of the bulletproof glass, the court clerk read out the names of the accused, starting with the group's alleged leader.
Los acusados, Imadeddin Barakat Yarkas, Mohamed Galef.
Imadeddin Barakat Yarkas, a 42-year-old Syrian immigrant, is accused of recruiting militants for a terrorist cell and sending them to al-Qaeda training camps. The prosecution has presented 300 binders containing 100,000 pages of evidence. The clerk read out the charges.
Primero, que los acusados forman parte de una célula terrorista islamita.
The accused form part of an Islamist terrorist cell associated with al-Qaeda network, and as such they practice global jihad or holy war against the Western world.
Much of the evidence comes from nearly a decade of phone wiretaps, surveillance, and monitoring of bank transfers by Spanish police. All of the suspects have denied the charges against them. Yusuf Galan, a Spanish convert to Islam, was the first to be questioned by the prosecutor. Videos of terrorist attacks were found in his home, but Galan denied that they were his or that they were to be used for training terrorists.
Es que yo desde aquí condeno absolutamente todo tipo de actos terroristas, todo tipo de actos.
I condemn all kinds of terrorist acts, all kinds of violent acts, all spilling of the blood of children, women, and the elderly, he said. And not just as a Muslim, but as a citizen of any ideology. So why would I keep such videotapes in my home? Absolutely not, he added. One of the defendants is Taysir Alouni, a Syrian-born journalist for the Arabic television channel Al Jazeera. The prosecution alleges he used a reporting trip to Afghanistan to move money for al-Qaeda. Outside the courthouse, his wife Fatima said the charges against her husband were fabricated because he's a journalist.
Yo creo por descubrir las barbaries que cometieron los americanos, el gobierno americano en Afganistán.
I think it's because he discovered the cruelty committed by the American government in Afghanistan, she said, and because he interviewed bin Laden. During a break in the hearings, one of the defense attorneys, Jacobo Tejero, said the presiding judge of the tribunal should have thrown out the case.
The truth is, I'm very disappointed with the president because you can't have a trial without any kind of foundation, with fraudulent and manipulated evidence, with misled judges, and violations of all kinds of legal guarantees.
His client is one of those accused of murdering the victims of the September 11th attacks in the United States. Tejero argues that a Spanish court cannot claim jurisdiction over those crimes. Spanish journalist José María Irujo has covered the investigation for the newspaper El País. He believes the trial is of major significance because the group was central to al-Qaeda's international operations. It's the trunk, the seed from which almost everything was born, the journalist said. He says Yarkas and his followers allegedly helped al-Qaeda plan not only September 11th, but also attacks in Casablanca and Tunisia. Experts say the arrest of these suspects prompted yet another attack, last year's commuter train bombings here in the Spanish capital. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.